Good evening, listeners. It's Jeff, one of the co-creators of the Common Geeking program. We're still on our break from regular podcast episodes, but we'll be coming back soon. For those of you who don't know, normally our podcast acts as a sort of book club for geek and nerd culture, but this week I wanted to try out something a little bit different. I thought it would be fun to have a somewhat less structured episode where we just tell fun stories from our lives and stuff. So this is a bit of an experiment, so bear with us, but this time I'm going to be joined with Keenan Kodish and Laura Kramer for our first ever attempt at story time with the CGP.
So I got to pick up Eddie because, like, he's usually right there.
He was at his aunt's house then, right?
Yeah, like with Josh's and stuff, down on near whatever that school is.
Yeah, that's his aunt's house.
Yeah, so I went to pick him up. So he got out real quick, and that was nice, because most of the time I have to wait for people, and I super hate waiting for people when I have to pick them up. Mainly because they know I'm there, and, like, we're trying to get someplace.
Same.
Like, my sisters do this all the fucking time. We'll be like, oh, we have to go now. And they're like, cool. And then they will take 20 minutes to be ready, and I don't understand the whatever.
Yo, fucking one time I went to go pick up Eddie, and then I must have been there for, like, fucking 15 minutes. And then he comes down, and I'm just like, what took so long? And he says, I'm like, oh, I saw the text that you're here, and then I made breakfast. And I was like, what the fuck?
Not cool.
Yeah.
That's a power move right there. Yeah, I knew you were here. Makes toast.
Seriously, though.
So we got out, and there's this one street that's like this kind of confusing 6-7-way street. It's just at this very weird intersection.
Right.
So we got up to it, and we're waiting, and the car in front of us was like this Grand Caravan. And I was in what must have been at the time been this car with murder locks. Just because, like, there was something wrong with the locks, and every time you would lock it, it would make, like, a murder sound that was like,
That's horrifying.
That's
yeah,
terrible.
It was, like, some Civic or something. So, like, we get in there, and we're waiting, and then we're at this red light, and then Beat It comes on the radio, and we're singing along. We're like, beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it, and the light's still red, and then we're like, you know, we're still, you know,
exactly
we're still
like
watching,
that.
You know, beat it, and it's still red, and finally, like, you know, it fades out. And we're still at the red light. And I don't know if you've recently listened to Beat It, but Beat It is a long song. It is not like a quick, oh, I'm going to play this while I, you know, make breakfast kind of song. This is like, oh, this is going to be a while. I'm going to put on Beat It, you know? This is a shower mix playlist right there. So we're just stuck at this light, but we're still kind of like amped up on Beat It. And we were convinced the guy in front of us was also listening to it, because he was dancing, it seemed, to the same tune as us. What ends up happening was a crazy moment. The caravan starts inching its way out into this 7-lane intersection, right? And cars are coming. It just keeps going, and we're like, oh, is he gonna do it? And he's like inching, and we're like, oh my god, he's gonna do it. And he just then all of a sudden guns it across the street. Like I said, across like at least like 1, 2, 3, at least 6 lanes of traffic, he just like crosses. And then there's some guy behind us, starts creeping up behind us, because he's also figured out that this is like a broken light. So the guy behind us creeps out in front of us and does the same thing.
Ugh.
So we realized that we had to follow suit, or else we would look weak in the eyes of the motorists.
Do you know if the other lights were, like, still turning red, or was it, like, just the whole system was fucked?
It was just ours, just seemed to have been forgotten. Like, the lights were, like, we're switching. This is, like, the scrawny kid that's picked last for dodgeball, and at some point, like, stopped being invited to the dodgeball court, you know? It was just kind of sad. But eventually, we had to follow suit, and we just gunned it. And we had to, like, take a right, and then an immediate left to get onto the street we wanted to. It was a crazy time, but we survived, so that was nice.
I'm not entirely sure what intersection you're talking about.
It's the one right in front of Ellis.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay, yeah. We had another good story from that same intersection when it was like me and Eddie and a bunch of people, and we went to our friend Gianna's birthday party, and then a few of us left to go get snacks, right? it was, these names are not going to mean a whole lot to you, Laura, but it was me, Eddie, Robert Song.
Robert Lee Song. Use his full name, you racist.
Robert God. Lee Song, sorry. Sebastian and Jeff Spring, I think. We're coming down on Knot, and we're like going to turn onto Rosa. Eddie is giving Robert Song directions on how to get there. Robert is driving. He's just like, okay, so now you're going to want to take a right. We're at the light, and then the light changes, and then Robert starts driving forward, and then Eddie's just like, right, 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 Robert, right. And then we're like halfway through the intersection, and Robert just goes, oh, this right? And then just like curries the car off to the right, and we're just like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
It was horrifying.
I have a little bit of a rage story that happened to me while driving the other day.
Like a story about rage or something that you want to bitch about?
Or is there someone named Rage?
I guess I just want to bitch about it, but it made me so furious on the inside. So I was driving to work the other day and my commute's like 30 minutes maybe, and 25 of that is on the highway, and it's just like literally a straight shot. So it's really, really easy to get to work.
Right.
And I was driving, and like most of the time in the morning, it's not that busy. Like I'm against the traffic going into the city, which is really nice. So like it's usually pretty breezy to get to work. So
right.
I merge. It's a little bit of a weird morning. Like there's a couple weird intersections, but whatever. And all of a sudden there's this woman or this car that's driving. Spoiler alert, it was a woman later, I found out. And it's like swerving all over the road like they're drunk, like specifically exactly from one white line to the other, like not crossing over, but like getting all the way up and then like swerving all the way to the other one and then swerving all the way back. And I was like, who the fuck is like driving drunk at 7:30 in the morning on like a Wednesday? So she was like slowing down and then speeding up and then slowing down. So just driving really consistently. So I went into the left lane to just like pass her and be like, see you later, whatever. And I glanced over to be like, who the fuck is driving this car? And it is a woman putting on a full fucking face of makeup, like, while driving. And I was just like, what are you actually doing? I, like, started yelling at her from my vehicle just because, like, that's how I get sometimes and, like, whatever. She was slowing down at that point, so I, like, sped up to pass her. And then all of a sudden, like, maybe 2 minutes later, I see the same car in the left lane. All of a sudden, she's going fucking 85 miles per hour, still swerving.
Oh, shit.
And then starts tailgating somebody. Oh, my God. I was convinced that I was going to see, like, a 10-car pile up, because then everybody in the left lane just like started tailgating each other like 2 feet away from each other, and like this one woman God who's damn. In the front of it is like doing her goddamn makeup, and I just like lost my shit. And then I got to work and I was like, guys, I'm never driving again.
That's horrifying.
It was horrifying. The people that do things like that when they're driving drive me crazy.
I had a bad experience with like lights and shit a little bit ago. I went to visit my one friend in Penn State. So it's an area I'm entirely unfamiliar with. It's in a completely different state that I've never really been in.
Right.
So I left around like 6:30 and it was like dark and shit. And so I was like, all right, I'll drive. And I didn't want to listen. You were like, see, hubris comes before the fall. See, I thought I didn't have to listen to the GPS, right? Because I'm smarter than the GPS, right?
Sure. Naturally.
So I'm driving down this road and I'm still in town and I see a car pass me and the GPS is like, yeah, go past this street and then take a left. And I'm like, why would I do that when I can take a left right now? So I take a left.
Oh no.
I'm driving.
God, what are you... I have no sympathy for you in this story, Kaden.
As I'm driving, people are like flashing their lights at me. And I'm like, oh, are my lights not on? And, like, I click them off, and I click them back on. I'm like, no, my lights are definitely on. But people keep, like, flashing their fucking lights at me. I'm like, what is wrong with these people?
Oh,
these
no.
psychos trying to blind me.
And it turns out you're going down a one-way or something.
Then I realized I was going down a one-way road.
Oh, God.
Because a huge bus. And I was like, there's no way a bus can fit. And I was like, oh, it can fit because there's no room. And then I was like, oh, I realized. And then I felt like the biggest, like, just the worst person ever. And I like immediately took a right onto that fateful road that the GPS said I should have waited to turn onto. And I did. And then I realized that I should probably leave town as soon as possible before something happens. Trust the GPS, kids.
I am a faithful listener of the GPS because I have the world's worst sense of direction.
Same.
It's so bad that one time I was driving, because I went to school outside of Boston while I was living at my parents' house in New York. And so I would take this like 4-hour trip to and from Boston every, you know, whenever we had breaks and stuff. And I kept on getting so lost that my college friends, when I was, I think, a freshman, bought me a GPS for Christmas.
That's hilarious.
Which is not a normal college thing. So I was using my new GPS and I was really excited about it because I'm always getting lost. And I fucking had to get off to like get gas or something like that and managed to get back onto the highway going the wrong direction and didn't notice for 45 fucking minutes.
Oh.
So I drove 45 minutes in the wrong direction. I don't know what I was doing with my GPS. I don't know how it didn't turn me around sooner or something. I don't know what happened. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But God, it was really awful. And that GPS just never, it never did it for me. It was always wrong. But I still tried to listen.
I have so many arguments with the goddamn GPS, right?
No, you don't. No, I'll
so
be honest.
Frequently.
No, Jeff, I've like ridden with you, and you're just really stubborn.
Yeah, it's because the GPS is a piece of shit.
I'm listening.
This is what will happen.
No. You've just told 5 stories in a row. I will tell my own story. Okay.
No. This is an impartial telling of what really happens.
Oh my God.
So like, we'll be driving, and then Jeff will like miss a turn or something, and the GPS does what it should and says, okay, I'm going to recalculate from this road that you're currently on.
Right.
And it says, all right, we're going to do this, and this. And Jeff says, no, I'm turning around, and finds a way to turn around. And then it goes recalculating. And then it gets all angry because it's trying to figure out what the hell Jeff is doing. Because Jeff missed the turn that it said to take and then decided to turn around when it said to keep going.
Oh my
forward.
God.
And
then,
no, you told me to take this right. I'm going back on this right.
Kenan, do you have road rage?
Kenan, sometimes, yes. Sometimes I miss my turn, right? But the thing is, the GPS does not immediately recalculate. It recalculates after I have then already turned around and started going back the way that it originally told me to. So then it's just like, oh, recalculating. And then I'm just like, no, now I'm going the way that you told me to. And then it like does it like 5 times. It was just like, proceed to the route, proceed to the route, proceed to the route. I'm just like, I'm on the fucking route. And like the other day I was dropping one of my friends off in Clifton Park, right? And on the way back, it was like, oh, take a left at this light here, right? And I'm like, okay, so I slowed down and I stopped at the light because it was a red light. And then I was just sitting there and then it just goes, proceed to the route. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? I've literally not changed what I'm doing at all. And all of a sudden it recalculates and points me to go in the other direction. So I'm like, I guess I'm supposed to make a right turn now. And I took right. And then it's just like, proceed to the route. And it recalculated and told me to go back the way that I was supposed to go originally. I'm like, you piece of shit. Like, oh. I have so many arguments with the fucking GPS.
Yeah. No, I've definitely experienced that too. I had one time when I was using Google Maps to get up to Pennsylvania for a wedding, and like it was a Friday and I had to work the day, and like Charles was already up because he was in the wedding party. And
what a
like,
nerd.
It was not a place that I'd ever been or ever been comfortable going. Like I had no idea where I was going. So I was using Google Maps because Google Maps at that time was definitely supposed to be better than Apple Maps, and like Apple Maps had shit the bed a couple times, whatever. So I was driving up and it dropped the connection like 6 different times and then kept on telling me to get off and like turn around and then get back on. So I was like going off of exits and then just taking like a circular exit essentially and then like getting right back onto the highway. And I was just like, this fucking worst. And so eventually I was getting like fairly close and I had to pull out because it was just kept on being wrong.
Yeah.
So I just pulled off in the middle of this like parking lot. It was probably 9 o'clock at night, pitch black in the middle of Pennsylvania, which like, again, I'm not super comfortable with. I've never really spent time there. And I was in like, it was the most bizarre building. It looked like a really like evil research facility, like right off the highway. And so I was like in their parking lot and it kept on being like, don't park here ever. Don't be here. Like,
Jesus,
don't be here ever.
And so I didn't know where I was going. Google Maps was like not doing it for me. I was like stuck in the middle of nowhere. It's not like I knew like, oh, if I go north, I'll be fine because my sense of direction is literally like, just drive towards the sun. You'll be all right. And like, oh my God.
The sun is constant.
And that was the last time I used Google Maps. I took Apple Maps the way back and it was fine and I haven't gone back.
My
my sense of direction is also garbage. I have this problem where, like, my head is only really processing where things are on, like, a 90-degree grid.
Yeah.
But in Schenectady and, like, a lot of upstate New York, there's a lot of really twisty roads. So, like, I've had multiple experiences where, you know, like, I know how to get to the places that I go to, right?
Right.
Like, I know how to get to place A and place B, but I don't know how to get from place A to place B, you know?
Mm.
If I'm going one direction, then we end up having to go to a different place. Like, my mind would tell me, okay, go home and start from there, when that's just not the fastest way. But then, like,
yeah,
multiple times I'll be in the car with other people and they'll be like, oh yeah, just go through this. And then, like, I'll end up somewhere and it'll just be, like, the complete opposite of the direction that, yes, I thought that I should be coming
that
in.
That happens to me all the time.
I'm just like, but when I go to this place, I take a right out of my house. And when I go to this place, I take a left out of my house. And then they both turn back the way that I came. So how is it that I'm starting here and then ending up behind here? And, like, and my hand motions are, of course, not making it onto the audio, but it's just as confusing without it. So
but speaking of directions, I've got a story for you, Laura. You've heard this story because this features prominently me and my boy Jeff here.
Oh boy.
This is a Jeff Keane power hour. This is what you put into editing, you know, like a fucking power hour sound.
I don't even know which story you're about to tell.
All right, so like we were driving, right? And we're about to come onto this street called Union Street, right?
Oh God.
My boy Jeff is driving and I'm in the passenger seat and we're just sitting and all of a sudden this little kid.
We're at the light, right?
This teenager, this fucking tween looking, you know, Justin Bieber looking motherfucker comes up on a skateboard and he's like, hey, do you guys live around here? And we're like, yes, we do. We've lived here our entire lives. Keep that in mind or nothing else that follows will seem wondrous.
Oh my God. It's going to haunt us for the rest of our lives. It really is.
So then the guy's like, hey, do you know where State Street is? Now, if you don't know Schenectady, which you don't, State Street is like one of like the three big streets.
We weren't on Union. We were on the corner of Union and Brandywine.
Yeah.
We were on Brandywine. And Brandywine, literally, if you keep going forward, intersects with State Street. And not only that, that was the route we were going. Like, we were going there.
Yeah.
So this guy, like, asks us, do you know where State Street is? And we both fucking, like, pause. And we, like, look at each other. And we're just like, we definitely should.
Yeah, and I'm like, go that way. And I point down Union Street, which is the wrong way to go.
No.
And I was thinking about, I was like, oh yeah, if you go down there, then you end up downtown, and State Street intersects downtown, so yeah, it's that way, right? The guy's like, oh, okay, thanks, and he skateboards off in that direction, and as soon as he left, Keenan and I just look at each other, and we're just like, that was fucking wrong, like, why did we just tell him that?
We just gave him completely wrong directions.
Oh, no.
Like, we don't even know if he ever made it.
We speculate that he might still be skating till this day looking for State Street.
We're pretty sure he is.
He probably is.
You know, it was funny though, because as we were driving away, Jeff just threw shade at me while explaining why he messed up. He was like, yeah, Keenan, like, if you had asked me that, I would have taken a second and been like, well, you're an idiot, Keenan. How do you not know that? And it would have given me time to process it. But that kid just wanted an answer, and I couldn't deliver.
Does sound like the kind of thing I would say.
That's beautiful.
So, some kid got lost, and we're absolutely sure that there's no way he made it.
Just, oh God, the worst part is, like, not only were we on a street that led to State Street, we were actually going that way. And we just fucking told him the wrong direction.
Just blatantly wrong directions. We've only lived here our entire lives.
Yeah.
Brutal.
It was a dark day. Dark day for all of us.
Just see him skating off into the sunset forever.
Yeah. It was like, as soon as he left, we both had the immediate realization that we're
That's
fucking
wrong.
Morons.
It was okay. It wasn't, you know, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And that's going to bring us to the end of our first ever episode of Storytime with the CGP. This episode was hosted by yours truly, Jeff Levitt, joined by Keenan Kodish and Laura Kramer. This episode is sponsored by good old non-electronic maps. You know, the ones made out of trees. The podcast is created and produced by Colin Ketchin and Jeff Levitt, with this episode edited by me, Jeff, and featuring original music by Colin Ketchin. Make sure to let us know how you feel about these new Storytime episodes by leaving a review. It helps us get more out there, and it also lets us know what we can do better, so it's always appreciated. Make sure to tune in for our next episode on January 26th, which is going to be a bit of a surprise. And as always, thank you for listening to this.
I honestly, I hate when I'm driving whenever anyone tries to interact with me. Like, I hate when people on the street look at me when I'm driving, because I'm like, what are you looking at, guy? I'm driving here. Or when people in cars look at me when I'm driving, because I'm like, what are you looking at, guy? I'm driving here. Or when, like, I'm on the street and there's someone in a car looking at me, I'm like, stop looking at me and you're driving, guy.